his robe again and pulled out an oblong shape, inexpertly wrapped and tied with string. "It's for you," he said, "personally. You never showed any interest in it before. Did you think it didn't exist?" Mort unwrapped the packet and realized he was holding a small leather-bound book. On the spine was blocked, in shiny gold leaf, the one word, Mort. He leafed backwards through the unfilled pages until he found the little trail of ink winding patiently down the page and read. Mort shut the book with a little snap that sounded in the silence like the crack of creation and smiled uneasily. "There's a lot of pages still to fill," he said. "How much sand have I got left? Only Isabel said that since you turned the glass over, that means I shall die when I'm..." "You have sufficient," said Death coldly. "Mathematics isn't all it's cracked up to be. How do you feel about being invited to christenings?" "I think not. I wasn't cut out to be a father, and certainly not a granddad. I haven't got the right kind of knees." He put down his wine glass and nodded at Mort. "My regards to your good lady," he said, "and now I really must be off."
"Are you sure? You're welcome to stay."
"It's nice of you to say so, but duty calls." He extended a bony hand. "You know how it is." Mort gripped the hand and shook it, ignoring the chill. "Look," he said, "if ever you want a few days off, you know, if ever you'd like a holiday." "Many thanks for the offer," said Death graciously. "I shall think about it most seriously. And now..."
"Good boy," Mort said, and was surprised to find a lump in his throat. "It's such an unpleasant word, isn't it?"
"Quite so," Death grinned, because, as has so often been remarked, he didn't have much option. But possibly he meant it this time. "I prefer au revoir," he said.